Спасибо за вопрос.
Thank you for the question. In the last frames of the video, as I pointed out in my presentation, there was some information on the major Siberian rivers, where in certain rivers the tugboat and pusher boats have been automated. There is an external unit that is used for automated driving. So the philosophy behind the project is basically to take some vessels where there is a navigation unit, and that is linked up to the vessel, and then the vessel can be steered by means of this navigation unit. It can be done either by the crew or by the unit. So the crew can do this by themselves or with the use of the unit. At the initial stages, which is successfully moving forward right now, yes, for the first time for inland waterways, yes, we have the first assessments that are underway, and they will be finished in the first half of this year. And these systems are appropriate for inland waterway traffic as well. That's the initial conclusion. The tug is able to carry out most of the functions, but once the vessel gets underway, it can carry out these functions, and the processes are being developed gradually. And what we are aspiring to is to ensure that further functions which are used as a result of this automated navigation system can be more universal, and secondly, so that they can be smarter, and of course that will help the crew who inform us of the various problems they've encountered. And the crew also is interested in having this be successful because their workload is alleviated. A lot of it is very routine in nature, and it causes a lot of fatigue and many errors. For example, as it was said, in certain places, if you can automatically park your vessel, the person arrives at the port, but then the vessel can park itself. So this is an automated operation which requires a huge amount of stringency and the romantics on our seas and rivers don't like having to do these boring tasks. So if the computer can do this in an accurate way every time, then this is something they welcome. There is really no difference in navigation systems for seagoing vessels and inland waterway vessels. That's our basic tenet in this project. As our colleague from the Russian Classification Society has another project which is also underway purely on inland waterways, and then in that respect some characteristics which are peculiar to inland waterways will be taken into account. We basically deal more with seagoing vessels, but the colleagues will be looking directly at inland waterway transport, and then they will also be making an appropriate contribution to the further development and improvement of the work focusing on inland waterways. But as I already said, at this initial stage, we have basically finished our initial stage with this towing vessel. It's basically carrying out its functions automatically. Thank you very much.